Ça va, Hound. Oh yeah! Ray DeNavo is bringing us in again. What do you kids know about that? What do you snowflakes know about the raging lamos? If someone called me a snowflake, I would say, well, of course, because no two snowflakes are the same. And I'm an original, so there. I don't like calling people snowflakes. I was just being silly. But seriously, what do you young kids know about this type of rock and roll? Yeah, it used to be so much fun to just see a band like this and just jump around and raise hell. There's still some bands out there, dude. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? Friday night, the Eric Todd cast, drive home show, driving home from work, fucking work, man, don't do it. Speaking of millennials and Generation Z, you young kids out there,
millennials I think are
already working, but Generation Z, that's the ones, you don't work, fuck, dude, be like a stew bum, man. Those fucking stupid. Be like a feral cat. Man, there's this feral cat that hangs outside my work. Stray cat. Feral cat's like the fancy name for stray cat. Actually, there's a whole gang of them, but I really like this one. It's like fat and orange and furry. And it's always having problems with its one eye. Like, I think it gets into fights or something. But it's just a bum. It doesn't care. Like, if a cat had the ability to get a job and get itself like into a better like living condition, it wouldn't. It still wouldn't. The other day I looked out the window at work and I seen it lying next to like somebody's tire. It looked dead. I thought, shit, this person pulled in and ran over my fucking cat. So I went outside to check on him or her, whatever it is, and it just kind of looked at me like I know you ain't fucking with me during my nap. You know? And I said, nah, I wouldn't do that. Because I could read what its mind was saying. It said that to me telepathically. I know you ain't fucking with me during my nap. And then the night it was raining and it was underneath a tarp. She's just like a fucking hobo. I love cats, man. I'd like to take this cat home, but I can't. Eric Todd, Innocence Project. We talked about that last week. I didn't expect that to become a weekly thing. I expected to do that bit, I don't know, every couple of months or something. And I really didn't expect that every, participant or whatever you want to call it, that needs the Eric Todd Innocence, the help of the Eric Todd Innocence Project, to be from Florida. And I know the stereotype, people from Florida, crazy and all that, but look, I gotta defend my people down there, man. It's hot. There's alligators everywhere. It's just the perfect recipe for mayhem. Last time I was in Florida, I got a shirt with an alligator on it. It says, Florida Yard Dog. See, down there, they're like dogs to the people because they're so... Who makes this stuff up, huh? But anyway, there's three young ladies down there that need our help. I need my prayer warriors and my Innocence Project warriors down there in Florida to help me out. It's two soul sisters who happen to be sisters. The sisters that are sisters. And a third, either it's another light-skinned soul sister or it's a Puerto Rican girl. From the picture, I want to say she's Hispanic. Ages 18 and 19, young and barely legal, were naked at a rest stop when a state trooper called it in. I guess it was for the local police to take care of, or maybe the local police called it in to the state trooper. I don't know. I'm not sure how the jurisdiction works on that. But, yeah. So, three teenage girls. And from the pictures I've seen, two out of the three are really easy on the eyes. And then the third is not too bad, you know. So, naked. The cop shows up. And, you know, when you read these stories, they don't... It gets kind of confusing. They say to the cop, all right, well, we were just at the beach and we're lotioning up. And then we're going to get out of here. And they get in their car and they take off. And the cop, and I don't know if they got in the car naked or if they got dressed. I don't know if they were in the bathroom at the, it doesn't tell you this. Because they want you to leave the story up to your imagination. So, anyway, they get in the car, they take off. The cop doesn't follow them. He figures, what the fuck, you know, it's Florida, it's hot out. They're naked, young, supple bodies, you know, lotioning up. And anyway, so he figures, well, I'm not gonna follow him. So, but what happens is, about 10 minutes down the road, somebody calls and reports a car driving erratically. So now the three naked girls are driving erratically. I'm just gonna pretend that they're still naked for the sake of the story. So cops go out looking for this car driving erratically. They see the girls' car parked at a convenience store now. Cop gets out of his car. One of the naked beauties, the bathing beauties of Dade County, Florida. You know, people talk about Florida, the stereotype of Florida, but it's very often Dade County too, I notice. So one of the bathing beauties, she tries to hit the cop with the car. And another one goes after him with an aluminum bat. I don't know why they told you it was aluminum. I don't know. But my friend Jimmy, his dad used to call those Puerto Rican bats because he said Puerto Ricans beat people up with them. Now listen, don't send me any letters. The guy's in his 70s and he grew up in Southwest Philly. So if he says it's a Puerto Rican bat, it's a Puerto Rican bat, you know. But anyway, and then when the cops tried to arrest them, they locked arms. They really put up a fight, you know. Now, you know, I'm thinking if I'm going to keep this Innocence Project going, I might just have to relocate down to Florida, or maybe just Miami-Dade County down there. Maybe I could run the show. Maybe we could just like start our own community down there of people who like to cause trouble and mayhem. I think maybe like it could be me and Pitbull could be in charge of it, you know. Like Pitbull can speak to the Spanish people and the Cubans and stuff like that, and I could be the head of like all the white trash and all that. Maybe we could live on a houseboat. Me, Pitbull, living on a houseboat, and Sammy Hagar maybe. I think I like Sammy Hagar to be living on the houseboat too. Or it could be David Lee Roth. Well, it could be David Lee Roth. We could call him Miami Dave of Diamond Dade County. But he doesn't seem as easy to get along with as Sammy Hagar. Although I do like the David Lee Roth era Van Halen music a lot better. But I think I'm going to have to go with the guy that's easier to get along with. Sorry, so me, the Pitbull, and Sammy Hagar, we live in a houseboat. And we're in charge of Miami Dade County and keeping people out of trouble with the law, with the Eric Todd's Innocence Project. So anyway, the girls are locked arms. They put up a real big fight. Now they're in jail. They're sitting in jail waiting for Eric Todd, his prayer warriors, and his Innocence Project warriors to get down there and help them out. They might be in there. They might have to sit in jail and stir up some hot lesbian action for a little while until I get my ass down there. Because I don't know if I have any listeners in Florida or not. But if I do, like, look up this story and then see if you can get down there, show support to these girls during their trial. And, okay, here's the thing, all right? The Eric Todd Genesis Project, as you heard last week, if you didn't hear, is that the people aren't necessarily innocent, but, like, if somebody does something crazy, nobody was really hurt. I mean, obviously, they tried to hurt the police officer, but whatever. We don't care about police officers here at the Eric Todd Cass Drive Home Show. Sorry. And what they do is entertaining. Then, by Eric Todd's Innocent Project standards, they're innocent. We try to show as much support for them as we can. But here's the best part about this story. Now, here's the kicker of the whole story. And it's going to lead me to my thoughts on what happened here. This all took place at 11:15 a.m. in the morning. 11:15 a.m., naked, going after the cops with an aluminum bat, driving at the cops, lotioning up your naked teenage body on the side of the road, and three girls all decided that this was okay at the same time. Can you imagine the maelstrom of calamity that these girls would have been by midnight had the police not stopped them? And that's what you're going to see in Eric Todd's Miami-Dade County. Eric Todd, Pitbull, and possibly Sammy Hagar running the show from a houseboat. So this is my thoughts. And maybe I can get the girls into some kind of rehab or get their sentence down to, drug court, something like this, because this was obviously the work of drugs. For three girls to do, I mean, unless the heat in Florida is that crazy, we have to be talking alcohol and drugs. I'm thinking that these girls, but they're being as young as they are, they thought they got a hold of a joint. It was laced with angel dust. It happened to me a couple times when I was young. They each get about a 40 OZ of Old English or St. Ides or Mickey's Hornet in them. Now they got the weed, they got the angel dust in them. But right away, naked. Teenage, supple bodies, lathered up, tan, in the summer sun. Sounds like a good idea, right? Now you got the cops come along. Obviously, these cops are profiling them because of their race, because of their nakedness, and because they're swinging an aluminum bat around. Obvious profiling. But I think we could get these girls at least a lesser sentence, or at least show them some support. Because I know barely legal soul sisters are allowed to be naked 24 hours a day when I become the mayor of Diamond Dade County. That's what I'm going to call it. I don't need to have David Lee Roth live with me on my houseboat to call it Diamond Dade County. I can just call it Diamond Dade County. How you like me now? So me, Pitbull, I know Pitbull has no problems with teenage nudity. He has no problem with the aluminum bat, I'm sure, because of knowing his heritage and all, and from what my friend Jimmy's dad told me. And then Sammy Hagar, he just hangs out and drinks. And, like, once in a while, that little bass player guy that looks kind of looks like Sammy Hagar, that this buddy of his from Van Halen comes over and hangs out. And maybe they can, like, I don't know, they can chip in and help out somehow. I see me and Pitbull, like, standing over, like, a big table with, like, a map of Miami-Dade County on there, taking our handkerchiefs and wiping the sweat from our brow, and, like, just you know, mapping out all our, the big changes we're going to make. We're going to make some positive changes, but everything that's negative about Miami-Dade is going to just be cranked up to like 11. I mean, more nudity, more mayhem. If we decide to keep a police department, more assault on the police department with aluminum bats. I like that the first cop that showed up didn't do anything. Like, he just, like, took his cop hat off, wiped his brow, and probably, like, shook his head and said, well, he does some shit. He was probably, like, one of them, like, southern sheriffs that, like, sits on the front porch and whittles. He didn't want no trouble. He knew what Miami-Dade County's about. But he has no idea what it's gonna be about. I want to thank everybody who listens every week. Ooh, excuse me. All five of you. This is Eric Todd. Saying goodnight.